This is the Makeup Show podcast, where we take some time every week to talk all things about makeup, from kit to career, from artistry to inspiration, and everything in between. With decades of experience in all areas of the industry, award-winning makeup artists Danessa Myricks and James Vincent travel the world meeting and educating makeup lovers. In this podcast, Danessa and James share the wealth of their knowledge and career insights with you.
Hello, hello, hello.
Howdy, howdy, howdy.
I'm Danessa Myricks.
And I'm James Vincent.
And this is the Makeup Show podcast.
Welcome. Yay.
People are back. Like, we're so excited that people are actually working. I'm living vicariously through anybody picking up a brush or a finger and putting it to someone's face right
hey,
now.
Hey, me too. But I'm going to tell you, I'm having nightmares about doing makeup.
Like, Oh my God. I had this conversation with somebody. I was like, I hope I remember what to do. Like, literally, it's been since, what, February? Mm-hmm. It's a long time to not pick up.
We're working every day, but usually we do at least makeup, you know, some type of makeup most days. But last night, actually this morning I woke up from the dream and I couldn't go back to sleep. I had a dream that I was doing a music video and I didn't know, you know, what was happening. And so and then I got called in and I had to crawl under these bleachers because we were filming in a high school auditorium and Beyonce was sitting there and she was like, you're coughing too much. You have to leave. And I was like, but I'm not sick. And she was like, you're coughing too much. You have to go. And I was like, and I woke up in a panic.
Because oh my gosh. That would end my career. Beyonce sent me home.
Like, I know, but she has been on my mind doing everything this weekend. So
that's amazing. We love
it also made me think a lot about, you know, what the conversations that you and I have kind of had in the last few days about how not doing makeup or not being around our makeup artists, we're also missing our community. You know, yeah. We usually spend so much time on the road, speaking to other artists, working with other artists, you know, educating with other artists. And we haven't done that since February in a real state. We've done it virtually.
No, absolutely. I think that's been the biggest challenge of this whole time is that connection. And yes, we found ways to make it happen, but that physical... Yeah. Hugging, squeezing, that communal spirit is definitely missing. So yeah,
it's
a part of this.
It is. And for me, I'm very, you know, touchy. I'm a hugger. I've spent my career kind of doing in-person makeup events. So
right.
To not have that has really changed, you know, I'm not going to lie. I had a few weeks where it was really tough just kind of figuring out my own moods and kind of getting up and working every day. And I'm doing Zooms for brands and stuff every day. And, you know, and I would like log on to the Zoom and be like smiley and then log it off and be like in fetal position.
I think everybody listening, including myself.
And then, you know, confirmation bias. Then I try to find articles on how everybody is depressed in a pandemic. So,
Well, it's nice that we're coming out of all of that slowly but surely. And I love the topic that you chose for today because it really is so in line with this, you know, getting back in touch with our community and ways to use our community to like further our success and our vision. I think it's right on time.
I think it's essential. You know, I say a community is about a feeling of fellowship. You know, it's about being with other people that you share goals with, you share attitudes, you share inspiration, you know, and I think taking that away from people and putting them in isolation has made it a little difficult, especially for artists, especially for creative, because so much of what we're putting forward, we pull from the inspiration of the people next to us. And even, you know, this weekend was Pride in New York City. And this pride was 51 years to the day. And this pride was about Black Lives Matter. And, you know, we've been out rallying and stuff. And being part of that community has fired me up. And so what I was thinking was, I think we need to remind our artists why community is essential and why they might be feeling a little down without it, and things that they can do to bolster themselves back up.
It's really interesting, because when you mentioned this topic, I really just took a minute to just think back, if I can use my professional life as an example, and think back about how valuable community has been throughout my entire career. I remember up until about 2000, I think it was exactly 2006, I was kind of like a lone wolf, just kind of doing makeup in a hair environment, just trying to make a way. And I believe it was either 2006 or 2007 when you and I met at that Bennett Career Institute in DC. And I look at the trajectory of my career from that moment to now, and how so much of it was inspired or transpired as a result of the community that I was a part of. It's like you introducing me to the makeup show as a whole and the makeup show family just really changed my perspective, and really helped me to see what is possible for me, for my brand, and just me as a female Black artist in this industry, like what the possibility and potential should be. You know, sometimes it's so important to have other people who not just share your values, but help to remind you who you are.
Right.
And I think that introduction to the makeup show was, and that community was a way in which I was reminded constantly of who I am and where the possibilities lie for me. And I really thought about how essential that connection to that community has been for me over the last, 13 years or so now, which is crazy.
And it's funny, because I said yesterday was Bethany Towns' birthday, and I met her DC as well.
Yes.
And I said, it's funny, I don't remember not knowing Danessa Myricks. I don't remember not knowing Bethany Towns. And I think that what community does is it allows you to have a sense of belonging and a sense of connectedness that maybe you don't have to even people in your life you might be closer with. You know, you might have people in your family that you spend every day with, but because they're not part of all of your communities, there are certain things that you can't share with them, or they won't fully understand. Your community, I think, brings meaning and purpose, which is kind of like the overreaching thing of community. But I think it also brings opportunity. It brings an understanding of the things you know and the things you don't know. It kind of fills in those gaps.
Absolutely.
And it lets you know what is possible, because I meet someone like you, and all of a sudden you're saying something, and my whole way of thinking about shape and contour can change. Or, you know, I'll feel a little down, and then we'll have a conversation, and you're like, well, have you done this or this or this? And I think that's why for creatives, community allows you to see the pieces of yourself that might not be fully functioning or not filled in yet, if that makes sense. And
absolutely.
So what I did today was kind of put in four different pieces of community that I think people can focus on right now to help them move forward.
Alrighty, let's do it.
Do it? All right, let's jump in. So the first thing that I was thinking about with community is that community really provides a unique support system. You know, for your wellness, community can help you be more compassionate or empathetic. It can help you have a greater, well-rounded life. You know, I think we're seeing that with social actions like Black Lives Matter. You know, all of a sudden you're realizing the things about yourself that you never knew. In business sense, community can also give you access to spaces that you traditionally maybe didn't have access to. It could be specific knowledge, like things like sanitation and hygiene. Your family is not going to understand how to prepare your makeup kit. So you go to your community. So when I started thinking about that, the idea of like wellness, wholeness, business community, the first thing that came to mind was the idea of mentorship. The first piece of becoming any community is you should look for a mentor.
Yeah, I think that's a great point. And there's so many interesting things that I wanted to unpack about what you just said. I think one is that oftentimes we'll need, there'll be multiple communities that we need to be a part of because they each will feed us in a different way. You know, finding people who share your values in different categories are important also, because there may be a business community that you're a part of that really helps you to thrive in that space, but it doesn't really help you connect in terms of like your relationship to your family or maybe your spirituality. Yeah. So there may be multiple places and spaces you may find yourself to get the interaction that you need to keep you on track or to keep you level or to keep you inspired. That shared value is such an important thing. I think about this whole, I mean, the layering of the pandemic and the Black Lives Matter movement, just identifying new people who shared my values that expanded my circle. Yeah. There are people who I interacted with on such deep levels that I've never spoken to before. Mm-hmm. We've never had a conversation. I didn't even know that we were connected in any way. And some of them are outside and others inside the industry. But it's really incredible to think of how a shared value can connect people. And the Black Lives Matter movement absolutely was one of those movements, one of that community of people. When I saw how big and how broad it was, you know, that people in unexpected places, yeah, you know, appearing to speak out for that, I mean, it really helped me to dig a little deeper, just even as a human. It helped me to think about just my journey, what I'm doing in the world of makeup, you know, how I'm interacting with my family, you know, how important my friend circle is to me. It really helped me dig deep into a lot of subjects and topics. And I found myself in spaces that I hadn't found myself before, with people who are really feeding into me in ways that I didn't even know that I needed. Uh-huh. So everything that you said is just, it makes so much sense. And really taking the time to seek out and identify those people with shared values could be that space. And, you know, those mentors sit in those spaces as well. You know, we're mentored even by default through our everyday lives. I mean, because basically a mentor is like a voice, yeah, you know, either in your head or out loud or an example. And where we choose to spend our time, put our energy, what we allow to feed into our lives on a daily basis, all of that is part of the mentoring. And I really pay attention now to what conversations I'm letting in, like what I'm watching on TV. And I thought I've always done that, but now it seems even more critical just, yeah, to keep the space clear, like who are the voices in your head, and just keeping that proximity safe, you know, because there's so many people in our lives, but the key is the proximity they are to us, you know, and how that affects us. And I found that, you know, especially in light of mentors, people who share your values, keeping them a lot closer. And then maybe people that you may be madly, deeply in love with because they are part of your family or are longtime friends, but adjusting their proximity to where it's appropriate to feed where you are in the moment, has been an important process that I've been working my way through all of this. And so I keep coming back to those shared values, yeah, and people who know who you are, who you want to be, and even who you're aspiring to be, and keeping those people closer. So even in a mentor, it doesn't necessarily have to be a mentor that you seek out doesn't necessarily have to be an exact replica of you. And probably, right, that's not the best thing for them to be an exact replica of you. It's more of an aspiration, somebody who's maybe walked in your shoes in some regard and has gone to the place or gotten to the place where you want to be. But I think beyond that, they have to share the same values, because that's when mentorship becomes really, really meaningful.
Definitely. And I think, you know, when you're talking about community, I think shared value, and when you were saying that, I was thinking shared vision. You, yeah, know, mentor is the first person you should seek out in a community, because this is a person who's more experienced or more knowledgeable, and they may be able to guide you because of their expertise. Mm-hmm. Mentors really, there are three purposes that mentors serve. One is new ideas. They probably have been there, done that. You know, I always say with the makeup show, we have experts who are doing it and have done it. And so that allows them to give you a very clear look at their values and their vision. They give you a new insight, which is very different than new ideas, because new ideas is about moving forward. Insight is about looking inward and saying, what is the work that I need to do? How can I deal with my ego or my anger or whatever it is, those pieces that might be obstacles? And then new strategies. Mm-hmm. And this really reminded me of you, because I was like, you are such a strategic thinker. You're such a problem solver. And so I think that you mentor so many people because you always want to learn as much as you can and then figure out how to move forward. And I had a thought this weekend, in my work life, I've always had mentors. And in my education life, I've always had mentors. But, you know, in being at Pride this weekend, you know, we lost the whole generation before me was decimated by HIV. And I thought, okay, well, we didn't have that. But also there were no gay people on TV. There were no Black people on TV. There were no female bosses on TV. They were rarities. Yeah. So what mentors will allow us to do, especially for people of a certain age, is fill in the gaps in our education that we didn't have because there were not necessarily role models in the media. And so mentors can clearly look forward with you, show you where you are, and look back and tell you how to fill in the pieces. So for me, mentorship is the first piece that you need to navigate as you step into any community.
I love that so much.
The second thing that you need to think about with community, once you're looking at your mentor and who's gonna lead you forward and guide you and give you their experience, is your peer. And I think this, for me, was such a wow moment when I was doing the research here. Your peer is someone that you are equal standing with. This is someone who maybe you have the common interests, the same status, the same amount of influence, and definitely those beliefs and behaviors. And for me, this is our makeup community overall.
Oh, for sure. I mean, because our peer group just helps us to remind us that we're not alone. Mm-hmm. You know, shared experiences really connect people. And sometimes we wallow in our where we are right now space and what we sometimes feel we can't pull ourselves out of space. But when we realize and you look around that, oh, there's thousands of other people dealing with this same thing. You're not so special. And some of them are getting up. It just gives you new perspective. So yeah, your peer group is important. And just gravitating to those peers who are moving in the direction that you want to go is important, because your peer group can pull you in either direction.
Yes.
Yeah.
Peer group should, peer recognition is important because it improves your confidence and your self-esteem, which, you know, is something we don't think a lot about in business, but how are you moving towards success if you're not feeling that confidence? And so with your peer group, and this is essential, you need to surround yourself with positive role models, people who really believe that they can do something. And in any industry, you have to surround yourself with peers that see and speak your value, which you mentioned earlier, and your vision. Because what happens sometimes with people on the same equal footing is they don't necessarily want to see you succeed. And this is a place where you have to be cautious. You know, that crabs in a barrel kind of mentality of artists pulling each other down. In true community, your peer group should always want to see you succeed so that you can become a mentor to the next generation. Peer groups will help you build your reputation, which was like such a wow, right? Your peer group helps you build your reputation.
Exactly. Our parents, that was the thing that we heard from our parents all the time. All the time. Bad association spoils useful habits.
Totally too. Your peer group helps you build your understanding, because these are the people that are learning kind of at the same time as you. And your peer group keeps you in the loop. And I thought this was like, you know, I'm doing my research and I'm like, oh my God, it's totally true. I was with Tony Tolva this weekend, and I was with a bunch of artists socially distancing behind a mask for Black Lives Matter meditation for Bethany's birthday. And you know, what your peers do is they're like, oh, do you know about this? Did you know about this class? Have you tried this product? Do you know this artist? And I thought, oh my God, this is what I miss the most about community, is every time I have a conversation with a peer, I learn something that makes me better at what I do. And absolutely, it's essential to success. And I think in this isolation, or when you do have that lone wolf kind of mentality, like you were saying at the beginning, it can limit your ability to become the best you can be.
Absolutely, without question.
I wanted to talk a little bit about the next group in your community, which is the idea of the sounding board. And this is something you and I discuss a lot, because I think that, if I'm honest, sometimes when you have to be the educator or you have to be the expert, you know, it can be difficult to be make yourself vulnerable.
Sure.
But your sounding board is typically the people in your community or a group in your community, a group of friends or peers that can give an opinion, an honest opinion mm-hmm. on a certain matter. And for small businesses or artists, sounding boards can be used to build you in a better way by offering both positive feedback and critique. And I think this is, you know, so essential and not always easy to accept.
As you're talking, I'm thinking of many conversations that I've had with my best friend or you, or, you know, where I just had to let it all out and they sat and they listened and they heard it all. And then their first one or two sentences after I finished speaking kind of got me right back on track. Because they don't allow you to do the woe is me. They may listen, but they always will put you right back. Like, okay, but what about these things? And, you know, what part did you play in that? But you just sat in 10 minutes and talked about all the horrible things that have been done to you this week, but never mentioned one of the amazing things that have happened. Like, they get you right back in check. And that's why it's so important for that person to be somebody who understands not just who you are, shares your values, but understands where you're trying to go and who you're trying to be, so that they can snap you back. Because the worst thing to do is to have a sounding board who just is like, girl, me too. Cause that's not helping anyone, right? So being very careful who that person is very important.
And it has to be someone who you trust. We had a moment in a conversation yesterday where I knew you asked me a question, I gave you an answer, and I knew you wanted to tell me that you didn't agree with the way that I was handling the situation. And you paused. And I know that we will revisit that, you know? But I knew, because you were being a real sounding board to me, you were like, okay, I'm going to hold this for a moment because he needs to hear it, but it doesn't need to hear it right now.
Right now, yeah.
And I think that's such an important part. Your sounding board are the people who help you troubleshoot. You know, they're the people who might say the things that are not easy to hear, like, you're not charging enough for this service, or girl, you're smoking, I need some work, or maybe don't wear these clothes to that situation. But your sounding board also are the people who you can go to and you can say, this has come up. And in a safe space, I need to get some information, some opinion, and some, you know, honest feedback. They also are great, and this really kind of immediately you came to mind. Your sounding board for a creative is also where you get your marketing and your, you know, ideas about how you are positioning and speaking about yourself. Because your sounding board allows you to see your inward and outward facing in a way that's very honest. And your sounding board should be about problem resolution.
Yes, keyword.
Resolution.
Yes.
If your sounding board is full of the people that are so dramatic and always having some issue, that is not a sounding board. And those might not actually be your friends or your
Yeah, those are people who you need to remove yourself from their proximity. Like, those are the people you can still love them from afar, but they shouldn't be like your close circle.
I get in trouble sometimes in the makeup communities because I think that I tend to stand up and use my voice a lot, sometimes even when people don't want to hear it. But I do think that there are some makeup communities that are so negative all the time, you know? And for me, I cannot be a part of that. And I really kind of have had to remove myself from certain situations, and that's okay. Not every community is going to be a community that you are part of every second.
Right.
You know, if you think of community like a church or a school, you are part of a community sometimes temporarily. And then there are other communities that you are part of most people for their entire life, like a family. And if we're talking about our creative community or our work community, there are going to be moments where you push and pull with different sounding boards because you're having different experiences. And as you change, your peer group will change. But hopefully, when you're talking about shared value and shared vision, you also want to be with people who share enthusiasm. And I thought that was such a powerful word, because when you are around people who see nothing but possibility, it really gives you a perspective of what is possible for you.
Absolutely. Oh my God. There's nothing I can add to what you just said because it was so perfect. It's so perfect. You know what? The point that I did want to bring up though, that I think is pretty interesting, that I've really learned on a much deeper level during this time we've been in isolation, is that we do have control, even though we may not have like a physical access to someone or someone, a physical access to a community we wanna be a part of. The way the world is set up right now with YouTube and Instagram and webinars and everything else, you really can specifically design your peer group and your mentor group and your circle on any given day. I've lately have found myself like really drawn to different female bosses, different strong Black women who have been encouraging me on levels that I didn't even think were possible for someone that I didn't have a personal connection to. And I've kind of just made myself a part of a part of their worlds and just listen, connecting with them through YouTube, online, through reading their book has really had a tremendous impact on me. And I wanted to say this because sometimes I'll use myself as an example. Like, I don't leave the house, or I don't want to travel to this place, or I'm nowhere near this person or this group of people who I really want to connect with. And you kind of use that as an excuse. But it's really not an excuse anymore. Even if you felt right now that you physically don't have anybody close to you that you can connect with in the way that you need to in order to create these communities that help you to move forward, you can create your own. I mean, like right now, I feel like Michelle and Obama and I are best friends. No, I'm so serious. I really feel like we are connected on so many levels. I literally wake up listening to one of her presentations or her speaking engagements, you know, reading her book, doing her journals. I go to sleep to her at night. And she's almost like a best friend. And she's mentoring me like from a distance, you know, digitally and, you know, through her books and just through her life example. And I was just, you know, in diving deeper into the life of Michelle Obama, I discovered someone else who is in an industry completely separate than mine. Like if you know me, you know, finance, numbers, math, it's not part of my world. It's not really where I gravitate to. But I found a woman who listening to her speak and hearing what's most important to her. Like, I realized that I shared so many values with her, the impact that she wants to have on the world. Like, I'm like, she's got me digging deeper into spaces that I never thought that I would be. And I connected with her online. Like, she doesn't know who I am, mind you. We've never had a conversation. But, you know, in my heart, on a spiritual level, I've had many conversations with her. I don't even know if you're familiar with her. Her name is Melody Hobson. She's incredible. I would encourage anybody listening to research her, listen to her presentation that she did for Google. But so many things about her life inspired me. Like, she's had one job her entire life, and she's the president of one of the largest financial firms in the world. She started with them at 17 as an intern, and now wow. She's the president. Just the boards that she sits on and the impact that she has in the world, like, she really has made me rethink my purpose on the planet. Mm-hmm. And this is like finding that community.
So powerful.
YouTube, yeah. You know, watching her YouTube videos. So, you know, for anybody who's listening, who's maybe disconnected themselves from this conversation on some level because they feel like in their immediate space, those people don't exist or that community is not present, you for sure can seek it out. You know, podcasts, YouTube, you can find those people and really change yourself.
I think we see that with the podcast. You know, we have artists from all over that are alone right now, that are in their home alone for months, that are alone in their market. They don't know a lot of makeup people.
Yeah.
And then they listen. I'm getting choked up.
And that message, you know, yesterday was amazing, yeah.
Mm-hmm. We get these letters where people are like, you know, I just was having the worst day and then I listened to the podcast and it just made me feel connected. And I think that's the purpose of your community and that's the purpose yeah. of your sounding board. And I think when you open your mind up to cross-referencing and cross-educating and really looking outside of your smaller communities, that's where you can find mentors and that's where you can find peers and sounding boards that open you up. And the more communities that you're a part of, the more fulfilled you tend to be as a human.
Absolutely.
I think, you know, I'm going to say something very controversial, but I think this is why America is the way it is right now, is that many people have never left one community that they've always been a part of. And what we know, this is not opinion, the more you travel, the more cultures you experience, the more people of diverse backgrounds that you become friends with, the more business owners you know, the more possibility you see in your life. When I was growing up, I didn't know anyone who owned their own business. Mm-hmm. So how was I to know that that was something you can do? Absolutely. It wasn't until I came to another place and saw small businesses and brands and all of these things that I knew that was possible. Growing up, I didn't know that there were other people who had so many diverse ideas and experiences because I grew up in a small place. And so I think that when you open yourself up to the idea that there are people out there who have knowledge, who have experience, who have vision and value that align with yours, but you don't have a physical connection to them, it really makes anything possible. Because the idea that Michelle Obama is a mentor to and a mother to the world right now, you
basically,
know,
yeah.
is such a genius way to think. Because imagine being a small child and thinking, this woman, is this educated? Is this traveled? Is this eloquent? And I can do that too, because they might not see it in their surroundings, you know?
Absolutely, yeah.
The last piece that I wanted to talk about with community is the idea of the shoulder. The shoulder is someone who can be a helper, can be part of the sounding board, can be a peer, can be a mentor. But the shoulder is the person that you can go to for advice in a different way. You can lean into them very authentically. With your sounding board, you may not be able to vent, or you may not be able to complain, or you may not be able to be completely honest because you don't have that closeness, but your shoulder is that person that you can kind of lean into and release, that will listen and allow you to move forward.
I love that. That's like your mama, I guess. It's like, I remember when you were 13 and you know, somebody who could take you back and like, who understands what you've been through, to share that the advice in a way that's meaningful on a deeper level. I totally agree.
That person who's going to listen to you and then tell it like it is. Because I think that sometimes with sounding boards, there is certain niceties that have to be followed, or certain protocols or certain things that people are going to say, because it tends to be a little more professional or more acquaintance oriented, where your shoulder is going to be that person that is like, snap out of it, stop complaining. And I think for many of us, you know, again, I'm going to be really honest here. I think that for many of us, we have our outward facing, and then we have the group, the us that only small groups of people see. So I think if you talk to the makeup community at large, they would say, oh, James is always happy, and James is always so friendly, and James is always so warm. But I'm actually very shy, and I actually, you know, have a lot going on in my head all the time, but only a small group of people might be the people that I can really kind of unpack in front of and just say, like, I'm struggling with this, or, you know, I'm feeling this certain way. And so your shoulder is essential to allowing you to move forward towards success in any area of your life.
Absolutely. Once again, you had like the most amazing list ever.
You know, I love a list. But you know, I did want to say, babe, the goal of being a well-rounded person, and I think that as I'm saying this, people are going to think of someone that they know. The goal of being a well-rounded person is that you can be each of these things to someone else in your community. Cannot always be the person that needs to lean on someone. You cannot always be the person that needs someone to listen to you and be your sounding board. You cannot be the person who always needs a mentor. The goal is that in any community, everyone is well-rounded and uses and becomes each of these parts of the community. Everyone should be a shoulder. Everyone should be a sounding board. Everyone should be a peer. And eventually, everyone should be a mentor.
I love that. That's such an important point. No one wants to be the burden or wants to have to shoulder somebody who, you know, who's creating like that burdensome spirit. It makes it feel heavy all the time. Yeah, now you got me thinking. I was like, I really need to renegotiate some of my relationships. I mean, even from my perspective, because it's true. Everyone's cup needs to be filled, right?
Everyone's cup needs to be filled. And I think that for creatives, if we look at the idea of how are we kind of moving forward in a space where we monetize our creativity with makeup, it is essential that you step on both sides of each of those relationships in the community, because if you cannot fulfill yourself on every level, you start to become stagnant and you kind of get stuck in one place. It really is the growth of being both roles in the relationship that allow you to become everything that you can be. You know, I'm gonna be on, like, I keep saying I'm gonna be honest, but it's like, because I haven't seen people. I think that when it comes to community, you know, it's such a part of what I do. I make everybody family. I make everybody, you know, I love to pull people into our community. I love to let people see what community can be, because I think the idea of stronger together is always something that I have in my mind. And I think you really kind of approach things the same way. It's really what Danessa Myricks University is all about. It's what all of the workshops we do all over the world are about. It's like, welcome to the family, you know?
For sure, for sure. And I need my family so badly. Like, scarcity really breeds appreciation. And just having that, not having family so close and not having those connections that we're used to, like, has made me appreciate this community on levels that I've never had, which really inspires me to pour into it more and more. So, you know, we talk about this almost every time we get together. It's like, so much bad has come out of this double pandemic, the Black Lives Matter and the COVID-19, but so much good has come from it and is becoming from it. So I'm continuing to feel inspired and just looking forward to, you know, what lies ahead for our beautiful beauty community.
And I feel the same way. You know, I think that I was panicked at the beginning of this pause because I saw all of my work falling away. And I say it in a TPG thing that I'm doing called Mindful Action, where I talk about, like, if I'm not a makeup artist, who am I? It has been such a part of my identity. And in this pause, what I realized is that my community is adaptable. My community is so strong. And at the moments where I cannot feel strong for myself, or I'm struggling a little bit, the idea that my community is there to kind of hold me up and remind me makes me better on so many levels, you know. And I think it's just essential that you are part of a community and that you give back to a community, you know, because it makes you better in so many ways. So I want to say thank you to you, Danessa Myricks, for being, you know, someone who is my shoulder, my sounding board, my mentor, my peer, and part of my family and community.
And vice versa. I mean, look at us. For those of you who are watching on YouTube, we are dressed identical today.
People can't even tell us apart. It's crazy.
I know. It's like, wasn't even on purpose, but that's how connected we are.
Well, I love you so much. And
I love you too.
For our listeners, we just want to say we appreciate this community, this group of artists who promote us every week, who listen to us every week, who trust us to be mentors and peers and hopefully sounding boards for you. We feel very grateful to have your love and trust.
So thank you for continuing to tune in. You know, we love like hearing your comments after each and every podcast. I respond to every single DM that I get, and I know you do too as well, James. We love your emails. You can continue to email us at themakeupshowpodcast@gmail.com.
Follow us on Instagram at makeupshowpodcast. And, you know, we've got our webinars that we're doing with The Makeup Show. Danessa Myricks University is going strong. If you want to really get some education in your community, from your community, this is something you should check out. And just keep reaching out to us as individuals and as the podcast. We love to hear and see what you guys are working on.
Absolutely. So we love you. Thank you for sharing these minutes with us today. And we'll see you next week.
See you next week. Bye, guys.
Bye.